Hugo Pierre for Unison General Secretary for a fighting Democratic General Secretary on a worker's wage. The worst kept secret in public sector union Unison is finally out. Right-wing General Secretary Dave Prentice has announced that he doesn't intend to stand in the next General Secretary election and will leave office. He leaves a legacy of failures. He has not led any serious national fight against the decimation of local government, mass privatization of public services, and endemic low pay, all brutally exposed in the coronavirus pandemic. In order to cover up his failings and to silence any opposition, Prentice also embarked on witch hunts and attacks on democracy and the union. Members now have an opportunity to reclaim their union with a fighting and democratic leader. While no candidates have formally announced yet, it looks like two from within the bureaucracy will try and inherit his crown, both of whom have not once challenged or opposed his regime, and deserve no support. In stark contrast, the Socialist Party's Hugo Pierre, a local government worker and current elected member of the National Executive Council, is looking to be the candidate of the left. Hugo has already faced elections in ballots of the entire membership, having successfully won and held his national black member seat on a number of occasions. Hugo has pledged to stand on a fighting and democratic program capable of taking on the Tories, and has said he will not take the £138,000 a year salary, instead pledging to only take an average worker's wage if elected. Hugo's program: we won't pay for the COVID-19 crisis. Local authorities, a national fight for £10 billion funding, fight all cuts, and demand Labour councillors don't vote for cuts for a renationalised NHS and social care sector with full collective bargaining, and national terms and conditions reversal education privatisation. ACADEM is back to local authorities. Full funding for further and higher education for a real fight on public sector pay to reverse the austerity years pay cuts. For a £15 an hour minimum wage fight for jobs and homes, not racism. Black Lives Matter. Not a penny of members' money to Labour representatives who back cuts, privatisation or austerity for genuine members' control of our union, with the election of union officials for a trade union fight, to end environmental catastrophe, a pledge not to take the £138,000 a year salary, but live on a worker's wage.